The personality of Kali asked for something more, and because of his begging, the king gave him permission to live where there is gold. Because wherever there is gold, there is also falsity, intoxication, lust, envy, and enmity. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although Maharaj Parikit gave Kali permission to live in four places, it was very difficult for him to find the places, because during the reign of Maharaj Parikit, there were no such places. Therefore, Kali asked the king to give him something practical, which could be utilized for his nefarious purposes. Maharaj Parikit thus gave him permission to live in a place where there is gold, because wherever there is gold, there are the above-mentioned four things, and over and above them, there is enmity also. So the personality of Kali became gold standardized. According to the Srimad Bhagavatam, gold encourages falsity, intoxication, prostitution, envy, and enmity. Even a gold standard exchange and currency is bad. Gold standard currency is based on falsehood because the currency is not on a par with the reserve gold. The basic principle is falsity because currency notes are issued in value beyond that of the actual reserve gold. This artificial inflation of currency by the authorities encourages prostitution of the state economy. The price of commodities becomes artificially inflated because of bad money or artificial currency notes. Bad money drives away good money. Instead of paper currency, actual gold coins should be used for exchange, and this will stop prostitution of gold. Gold ornaments for women may be allowed by control, not by quality, but by quantity. This will discourage lust, envy, and enmity. Where there is gold currency in the form of coins, the influence of gold in producing falsity, prostitution, etc., will automatically cease. There will be no need of an anti-corruption ministry for another term of prostitution and falsity of purpose.